says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
Hey, we're back, folks. And I've got to remember which way to face here. I'm talking right now. You know, you've got on your computer or your cell phone that little tiny pinhole microphone, and you can't believe that that thing actually – I'm talking to that little pinhole right now. And I've taken some of these computers and cell phones apart and looked at what's behind that little pinhole. It's a nothing little spot of a microphone. Boy, I'll tell you, the technology that our people invented – and that we are benefiting from now in creating an alternative media, it's wonderful. But you're hearing me through that little tiny pinhole, and a little tiny piece of dust would be all it would take to clog that pinhole up. We're my gosh, it's amazing. You know,
I like it.
Yeah.
Hey, James, commentary to help you out here. Mitzi brought up such a great thing. Her ears must be burning because Paul Fromm sent me that same email at 3 o'clock in the morning. So I'd read about the Florida Citizens Alliance. And the generation gap is real. It's always been there. We feel it in our part of the movement. There's sure a big gulf between what a 30-year-old nationalist thinks and a 60-year-old nationalist thinks. So we have to put up with that. But gosh, this led me toward the Taiwan thing with Donald Trump. He keeps doing things that we all want him to do. And immediately the powers that be media goes, you can't do that. So there were, literally dozens of these articles. My God, Donald Trump, you have breached protocol. You talk to the Taiwanese. Don't you realize that China, communist China, are the good guys? You're supposed to be smooching up to them, smooch, 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 and he didn't do it. And I think he's got it right. You know, they don't like to admit that we're in a massive trade war with the People's Republic of China, but we are. Look around the fruited plain. The people who just voted for Donald Trump, millions of them have lost their jobs. And where do the jobs go? Primarily to China. So we're in a heavy-duty war with that country. Don't like to admit it, but we are. And hey, they cross the Pacific every day in ships that are, 20 football fields long. If you stop one of them, we'd have an instant recession, and they bring all their stuff over here. So, yes, sports fans, we are now in a massive trade war. We've been losing it for 25 years. I don't know about you, James. I'd rather start winning that trade war. What do you think?
Yes, and absolutely. And Donald Trump called it in his speech in Cincinnati. He said the greatest job theft in history. And let me say this about the Chinese and all the other situations. One of the things that the media is trying to do on us, folks, part of the psyop that they're doing, is to scare us. On every single thing that Donald Trump does, they twist it into something that's designed to scare you. That's probably what they did in Austria. It's the same lying media that, is inflicted on all of our white nations. They probably scared the Austrians into not voting more for Norbert Hofer. But in the case of the Chinese, Donald Trump is the peace president. The fact is, he's the peace president. They want to scare us in every case into thinking, he's going to start a war, or he's going to crash our economy. Or he's going to do this or that. A scary thing.
We're all over it, James. That was Jeb Bush at the beginning of the campaign. Oh, my God! Donald Trump's going to do... He's going to bring in tariffs and crash the American economy. You remember that? I sure do.
Well, and the, you know, the question of tone and temperament came up in the election. And Donald Trump made the point. He said, you know, the strongest thing about me, this was great. While they were going on and on about how Donald Trump did not have the temperament for president, he said, you know, I think my strongest point is my temperament. And we've seen examples of that, folks. The he is in fact a peacemaker. He is a guy. I'm going to give you a good example in a moment that I think really makes the point. He does get his way. He does accomplish what he wanted to accomplish, but he doesn't necessarily make everybody angry, or he doesn't. He's willing to make friends with people or make nice or do deals, but he always towards getting what he wants done. So some of these things he's doing, like if Elaine Chao disturbs you, I think she was Secretary of Transportation under one of the Bushes, I think. Don't worry about it. He's got a plan there. And he is a peacemaker, but he is very, very strong. Let me give you an example of that. I used to live in right across the water from Mar-a-Lago. And when I woke up in the morning, when I looked across the water, there was this big American flag that I could see flying over Mar-a-Lago, the intracoastal waterway there between Palm Beach Island and West Palm Beach, where I lived, is just a few hundred yards. You know, you go across it in your kayak in a couple of minutes. And I did that all the time, almost every day. Anyway, there's this huge American flag that Donald Trump, this was how many years ago, like 10 years ago, he's flying this huge flag at Mar-a-Lago, and the snobs in Palm Beach, where I think the typical property there, if you don't have $100 million, you're not really with it in Palm Beach. That's kind of a typical asset for a Palm Beach resident, $100 million. They objected to his huge American flag on a big tall pole, and they started fining him $1,500 a day for violating their zoning law. But here's what Donald Trump did. by the way, the national media made this into some kind of a scandal, some kind of a story. You know, it's just Donald Trump being a great patriot with this big old flag. Well, he did a deal in the art of the deal. He did a deal with the fine had gotten up to about $150,000, and he made a deal with the Palm Beach City Council. He said, okay, I'll make my flagpole shorter. All right, you guys win. I'll go for a shorter flagpole. How about that? Is that okay with you guys? And they said, okay, yeah, the shorter flagpole. And you know, we'll waive the fine. And said, instead of the fine, I'll give $100,000 to our veterans, and to a veterans cause. And so they said, okay, all right, we'll waive the fine. So he got rid of the $150,000 fine. And so he puts up his smaller flagpole. But how did Donald Trump? This guy's a genius, folks. He put up the smaller flagpole. But when the city council drove by there along the beach there and looked at the flag was just as high as it had ever been. What happened? Well, if they could get into the gate of Mar-a-Lago, they would see that Donald Trump had his grounds crew pile up earth, a big, big pile of earth, and he put the shorter flagpole on a higher hill.
I really like that, James. We love this man because he is bold, but he's not just bold. He really is. He's sticking his finger in the eyeball of the evil one, and boy, do they hate it. And not just every day, every 20 minutes. And he tweets and tweets and tweets, you can't talk to the Chinese without our permission. You can't make a separate peace with Mexico. You can't do anything. And he goes, just watch me. I got the votes, sports fans.
And folks, you can watch that flag fly. You know, you can just go into your YouTube or go into your Google Earth or Google Maps or whatever, and you can fly right over Mar-a-Lago, and you can see that beautiful American flag right there in front of that estate, which, by the way, another example of how Donald Trump works. When Marjorie Post, that was her home, the Post fortune, Post Toasties, you know, she built this incredible property, this incredible estate. And it was, she couldn't afford to keep it up, and she couldn't afford the $3 million a year taxes and upkeep. So it was getting a little bit frayed around the edges. And she donated it. She tried to donate it to the Jimmy Carter government. And Carter, you know, didn't accept it, you know, for whatever his strange reason was. So it went back to the Post estate, and they put it up on the market, and they couldn't sell it. So Donald Trump, bingo, man, an eye for a deal. He goes in and buys it for $5 million. I think it was in 1984. He bought it for $5 million. Folks, it's worth half a billion today. That's the way he operates. Let me do this, George. I want to go somewhere different here in the last hour of our show. I want to share with you, folks, something about the American Freedom Party that connects to Donald Trump. And that is a new article by Dr. Tom Sunick, that's spelled S-U-N-I-C, PhD, in my favorite webzine, theoccidentalobserver.net, edited by my favorite editor, Dr. Kevin B. McDonald. Both of these men are directors of the American Freedom Party. And I want to read a little bit of this article, share it with you as a sampling of the thinking of the American Freedom Party and its directors. And I think I'll tell you one of the principal reasons I'm a member of the American Freedom Party is that when I, you know, at the formation of the American Freedom Party, when I became aware that Dr. McDonald, Dr. Sunick were going to be fellow directors of the American Freedom Party, boy, did I want to get in on that project. Anything that these two incredible thinkers are engaged in has got my support. So here's an article by Tom Sunick, new one, Donald Trump and the American Counter-Revolution, AD 2016. And he writes, and I'll just give you a sampling of his writing. Sooner or later, even the darkest cloud must have a silver lining. This poetic justice is a central theme in the seminal work of European literature, with the incarnate cosmic evil, the satanic Mephistopheles, admitting to young Faust, I am part of the power that would always wish evil and always works the good. Donald Trump may have never read Johann Wolfgang Goethe's Faust, or for that matter studied the meaning of chance and necessity in Sophocles' dramas. His sudden emergence on the American political scene, however, is a portent of gigantic world changes, which even if he decides to backpedal now, can no longer be rolled back. This time around, the first woman on earth, the all-gifted, albeit credulous and unfortunate Pandora, is letting a good genie out of her box. The supreme irony of history is that the state of America, which has stood in European eyes for 2.5 centuries as a prime symbol of international plutocracy and a land of free movement of goods and people, will be now first to ditch them one by one. A country which, after World War II, played a crucial role in setting up different political regimes around the globe, from the UN to the World Trade Organization, from the EU to TPP, is now in the process of dismantling them one by one, to the great joy of millions of both implicit and explicit white Americans and Europeans. Aside from many white fortune tellers and Twitter warriors bragging now how they, quote, knew that Trump was coming, unquote, no one could have divined Trump's earth-shattering rise to world political prominence. Now, we'll make a little exception there, folks, for you, those of you out there in our audience. We were really early and seeing the Trump train and where it was going to go. The 20th century, but there are lots of latecomers, and bless their hearts, lots of latecomers. That's what we want. We want to get everybody on the Trump train. The 20th century was an American century. The 21st century will be again the American century, albeit in a reverse fashion. Another irony of history is that the Trump-like phenomenon had largely been expected to surface, at least as far as white nationalists were concerned, in Europe first. over the last several decades, Europa had gathered enough intellectual firepower, lining up an impressive number of politicians, all of them well aware of Europe's multiracial chaos in the making. Various European metapolitical and cultural think tanks, such as the British Traditionalists, the German Identitarians, let alone the French New Right, had already supplied them with the necessary rhetorical tools. Moreover, European nationalists, including all brands of traditional conservatives, had for centuries harbored feelings toward America, a country they often derided as a hyper-moralistic, lachrymose, and Bible-obsessed universe of its own. On the one hand, European nationalists could barely hide their jealousy of white America's organizational know-how. On the other, they permanently cultivated a sense of cultural superiority, which frequently morphed into navel-gazing and tribalistic narcissism. This is no longer the case.
It's a great article. James, please have a look at your Skype monitor.
Okay, all right. Let me do that, and then I'm going to cut towards the end of that. But I offered that to you folks as just a little sampling of the kind of thinking you find from the American Freedom Party. That's one of our primary thinkers there, Dr. Tom Sunick. And I've got a caller here that I've kept waiting forever. Thank you for alerting me to Tom in Utah. Tom, are you still there? Come in, Tom. Or Timothy in Washington.
Yeah.
Which have I got?
Timothy, Washington State. Am I coming through?
Yes, you are, and I apologize for keeping you waiting, Tim.
Oh, that's okay. Although, you know, people, they don't hang on very long. If they call, it's important. Thanks for your fortitude for keeping the program going, both you and George. It is a blessing as we come into this 8-year reign, dawn of a new age. But I guess I'm coming up against the clock. I needed just a minute or two, but 90 seconds. So we got a break coming up, I guess.
We'll keep you in here, Timothy.
Go for it, Tim.
Okay. I'll hang on. It is interesting that it was the baby boomers that basically, just like the millennials, they're the ones that rejected Trump because of their indoctrination. But it was actually the baby boomers, the 55 to 75 year olds, that delivered the election before Trump. So rather interesting how that worked out. Go ahead.
That's me. I'm a boomer. You're right.
Yeah, so am I. Yeah, we all are. Yeah, it was the baby boomers. When I saw the old people in Florida, basically, by incredible margins, elect Trump in the primaries, I knew it was over. I mean, once Trump had that wisdom vote, the old vote, I pretty much thought that he was going to win the election. So how much time before the break?
Just keep going.
Oh,
I don't know.
Okay.
Keep going.
So it was the baby boomer. But, no, I'd like to see your show basically turn to more the intellectual property unlimited think tank for a Trump administration. So what I'm basically talking about is encouraging the Trump administration through intellectual property, like an economic think tank, to do things like open up the Small Business Administration window so more Americans can get small business loans at 2-3%. I'd like to see Trump basically open up a U.S. infrastructure bank to where all these people who've committed all these financial crimes, and I did catch, James, your astute calculation of what he did with Transportation Secretary Cho, who is Mitch McConnell's wife, how he did basically a horse trade and the art of the deal, broker her out. She used to be the... There's the break, okay?
There's the break. Hang in there, Timothy. We'll come right back, folks. Stay tuned.
Okay.
Just bridge. We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
Only a fool would go to a plumber for brain surgery. But otherwise intelligent people use internet searches to find such gems as Lee Harvey Oswald killed JFK with three shots from the rear and one shot from the front. They get similar financial guidance when they are investigating cryptocurrencies. RBN listeners know that American currency has not been lawful money for nearly 50 years, since the thieves at the Fed stole the silver out of the coins and began reneging on redeemable notes in 1968. Now that the dollar has just about inflated totally away and banks want reverse interest to keep your books, the high-tech world has brought you an alternative. What if you could buy, sell, and trade with fellow business people from your home with zero bank fees? If you believe banking tyranny must end, then join the digital currency movement now. Call investigative journalist Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
What I hate is most folks don't seem to care. What I hate is looking up and seeing chemtrails in a clear blue sky today. What I hate is hitting roadblocks on a highway in my way. And what I live for is a chance to change and be everything I can be.
All of you folks who can see, by now you know the lyrics to that song. Timothy, can you hear us?
Yes, I can.
Go ahead and continue with your point, and then.
Okay. Yeah, James, George, if you just another 60 seconds. But my main point, actually, I've got two main points. But the point that I'm trying to finish up on is if you can use your show more as a think tank, an intellectual, economic think tank of what Trump can do. You know, he can start a Invest in America, where he can go around and basically drop off $200,000-$300,000 checks to small businesses, you know, surprise people, have fireside chats, that type of thing. But the other point that I wanted to make before my main point is that when President Trump does get together with President Putin, it's going to go like this. Putin's going to say to President Trump about the sanctions, and then Trump's going to stop him. Trump's going to say, gone, done, don't worry about it.
That's right.
Putin's going to say, right, and he's going to say, well, the problem with the missiles in Poland that are only 1,000 miles away from Moscow, Trump's going to say, what about your missiles in northern Europe, which most people don't know, there's a little piece of Russia, which is broke away from Russia, which is right above Germany. And so Trump's going to say, what about those missiles? Putin says, well, I'll pull those back. Then Trump's going to say, fine, we'll pull ours back. And then Putin's going to say something like, well, we really do want this tunnel between Russia and Alaska. And then Trump's going to say, well, if the Chinese pay for it, the Russians build it, you use our material, do we got a deal? Putin's going to say, deal. I mean, it's going to be like in 5 minutes. He's gonna,
it's going to be weird.
My main point is that President Trump is going to have to deal with radical Islam, James. I don't care how you cut it. If you take a look at the demographics of exponential growth demographically of Islam, what they really believe, how they're going into all these nations, if President Trump during his campaign does not deal with radical Islam, and I'm talking about he might even have to go in and just like basically take over Saudi Arabia, reappropriate those resources.
The relationship between Germany and the United States is bigger than the United States spying on Germany. People can agree to disagree on an issue like that. But when a spy agency is circumventing its elected leadership, then a chaos could reign. Whistleblowers should be protected. Our governments work for us, and the people have a right to know what their governments do in their name.
The system,
as it's constructed now, the system does not work.
Yeah, you're on.
Not in any of these.
Let's figure out where this are.
There's nowhere you can go. NSA whistleblower.
Yeah, let's figure out where it's coming from. Engineer, do you have any idea where that audio is coming from? Timothy, you got it? Okay. Timothy, let me go right back to your point. With us, Timothy?
Am I still on the air?
Yes.
Yes, he is. Keep going.
Timothy, on the point of radical Islamic terrorism, Donald Trump is the man. I love what you said about Putin. Donald Trump is the man. He's the one. Now, I'm going to read you. I'm going to go back to Tom Sunak, and I'm going to read something. You wanted us to provide like an intellectual think tank here for Donald Trump. Let's do that. Tom Sunak is a one-man think tank. And engineer, are you sending me a message? Okay. Listen to this. Now, Donald Trump is the breakthrough man, Timothy, so don't worry. He's the guy. Listen to Tom Sunak explain to you Trump's breakthrough. Here he is. This is the same essay further down. The major breakthrough Trump accomplished, which was something unseen in Western politics since World War II, is his normalizing of the political discourse. Take this idea right up.
Are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
If your home has hard water, then it's likely that Limescale is clogging your pipes, damaging your appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars each year. You can eliminate Limescale in the entire house with HydroCare products available at Wave Home Solutions. Easy and efficient with no maintenance, no salts, no chemicals, and no coils. And you can buy with confidence from Wave Home Solutions. Performance guaranteed. Just go to bestwater411.com. That's bestwater411.com.
So, you love talk radio? Then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extendivite, a seven-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NUMANA Republic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
I wish a buck was still silver. It was back when the country was strong. Before Elvis and before the Vietnam War came along, before the Beatles and yesterday, when a man could still work, still would. It's the best of the free life. Behind us now, and are the good times really over for good?
Back, folks, and we've got Tom in Utah lined up, and Iconoclast in Ohio. I want to thank you, Timothy, in Washington, for talking with us.
Okay, James, is that it?
Yeah, well, yeah, we're going to have to move on to the other guys, but Timothy, your ideas are great.
I want to make the point that this radical Islam, this House of Saud, is really the one causing the problems in the world. And I just hope that President Trump finds a moderate.
Yeah, but what I'm saying, Timothy, you're talking about the man. You're talking about the man, Donald Trump. Donald Trump is the guy who has.
Yeah, you can trust him. You're right.
Well,
yeah,
but he's right. Nobody else. No politician. No politician anywhere has challenged Islam. I mean, there's a few Geert Wilders in the Netherlands, you know, and so on. He's been pretty bold and pretty brave. But Donald Trump changed the whole nature of the. Let me just read this from Tom Sunig. He says this: Trump's breakthrough. Trump, of course, is not an expert on comparative semiotics. Now, this is pretty refined language here, folks. Some high-powered intellectuals in this political party here. Semiotics. Nor does he study semantic changes in different political regimes, although he can surely well decipher the real masters of discourse in the U.S. He did a better job in foiling the media vernacular than most nationalist or right-wing scholars. Or, to put it bluntly, Trump succeeded in bringing the level of communication to that of an average citizen, bypassing the mandatory verbal mimicry inherent in liberal parliamentarianism. Thus, without even realizing it, he indirectly challenged political myths and mendacities on which the system in the USA and EU has based its legitimacy since 1945. On the surface, to an average white in America, Trump's talk may look like a unique personality trait of his, but to a self-censored professional living in America or in Europe, facing the daily deluge of the newspaper, of the newspeak terror, Trump's talk means, and this goes to your point, Timothy, about Islam, a breath of fresh air and more breathing space in social interaction. This is the main reason why the mainstream media in the U.S. and the EU despises, but also greatly fears, Trump. An embarrassing blow to the system occurred with the clumsy self-delegitimization of the so-called free media in the West. Despite total demonization of Trump by all media networks in the EU and US, average citizens could not be taken for a ride by numerous self-proclaimed academic experts, liberal savants, or leftist journos. Once again, the self-praising system, along with its mendacious media, although pretending to be the best of all possible worlds, exposed itself as just another post-World War II fraudulent entity hostile to the will of white peoples. Isn't that beautiful?
A lot of big guns there. That's a lot of horsepower.
Yeah, it's a lot of horsepower. Yes,
right.
That's
James, the main.
Well, let me get on to the other guys. Timothy, you got all the rain checks you want. Come on back into the show anytime, and we'll develop other points with you. I've got to get.
Yeah, I'll remember that. I'll remember that. Okay, thank you.
You're fine, buddy. All right,
thanks, Tim.
Let's go. Was it Tom in Utah next? Let's go there.
See.
Yeah, Tom. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, I don't want to be too long. I just want to add a little comment to the lady earlier on when she was discussing the public where you're talking about public education.
Because you can handle the truth.
Go ahead.
Okay, sorry. I identified an issue or opened up an issue, and I thought I was just saving a child's life. But in the process, I've poked the stick into the eye of the beast, and what I mean is, I found out that there's a lot more ways to control the human family. You know, we're talking about educating the kids into ignorance, but you also have the medical community as well as HHS. In fact, what I had to deal with is Child Protective Services. And nobody knows that the real perverse incentive to take children out of a home was created by the Clintons. I mean, there were acts before that, but But the 1993 Child Welfare Act, put in by Clinton, authored as best I can determine by Hillary. And then in 1997, the Adoption and Safe Families Act. What I found out, though, is this love affair between medicine and Child Protective Services. If you take your child into a hospital with a little injury, they can claim abuse and neglect. But also, what totally blew me away is if you homeschool your children, you're automatically targeted by Child Protective Services.
Yes, Tom, it's horrible. And let me tell you, Donald Trump is going to take that apart. It is absolutely terrible. I could give you my own stories. You can be told by a school that the police department is going to be contacted if your child is tardy one more time. Okay? I mean, it's unbelievable. How much the school that George and I and Mitzi, bless you, Mitzi, remember, where it was your parents and some local genuine school teachers, and that was it. No state of anywhere, no federal government. It was local education. So it's terrible. But Donald Trump knows that. He's going to take it apart. Tom,
my hope is that he puts the right person in over Health and Human Services, because they've got to undo that. They are the primary actors there. And
yes,
when you got doctors that are asking questions to a child in an examination that have nothing to do with medicine,
yes,
it just drives me insane.
His Health and Human Services appointment is a very strong pro-life congressman, so he's got that one nailed down. Tom in Utah, thank you very much. And thank you, by the way, thank you, Utah, for voting in Trump. Thank you.
By the way, you can see some of the cases I dealt with on this very issue if you go to familyversusstate.us or danielinthelionsden.us or infanticideusa.us. I mean, I've had case after case, and it's just a mind bender. So I'm praying that Donald Trump clears the swamp of alligators, crocodiles, the water moccasins, the piranhas, and the blood-sucking leeches.
And Tom, listen, if you can cover this story for us, a call in, let's keep track of how Donald Trump does and his progress in this very important area. And I welcome you being our correspondent on this issue. Thank you, Tom.
Yeah, they've been talking with me, but I can't do much because I was blinded after I testified in D.C.
That's all right. That's all right.
Unpunished.
Keep us posted on this very important thing. I'm following it, too. I got a 5-year-old who's not yet in school, but I've got an 11-year-old. So I know all about the intrusive bureaucracy and how they think they're the parents. And so Donald Trump's going to set them straight. The parents are the parents. Thanks, Tom. Let's go to another caller, Iconoclast in the great state of Ohio.
Greetings and salutations, sir. Good news. Italy said no.
Oh, I've been waiting for that. Okay.
54 no, 36 yes, according to exit polling. That's up and drudge right now.
Okay, let me go there. Thank you, Iconoclast. And folks, to let you know how this radio show works, my phone number is out there, 701-317-5317. Iconoclast and I were talking earlier today. We talk frequently. You're welcome to join Iconoclast in doing that. And we were talking about the Italian story. And you folks out there, you are our news team. Here he is. Matt Drudge has it. Renzi on the break. No, no, no. Let's go to the link and see what Matt's got for us. Thank you, Iconoclast. An exit poll by the Piepoli Institute for State Television estimated the no vote at 54-58% against 42-46% for yes. Two other polls gave no a similar lead of at least 10 points. Voting ended at 11 p.m. at Italy time. the euro immediately fell against the dollar. There you go, George, on the exit polls, slipping to a dollar. Yeah, crunch. If confirmed, the result would represent a fresh blow to the European Union, which is struggling to overcome an array of crises and was eager for Renzi to continue his reform drive in the Eurozone's heavily indebted third largest economy. Defeat could also prompt fresh market ructions. Boy, there's a noun, ructions, especially in the banking sector, which has lost almost half its value this year on the Milan Bourse, hit by fears over its huge exposure to bad loans accumulated during years of economic downturn. Blah, blah, blah. I'm going to skip a little bit here. Let's see. Let's go down a little more. Under Italian law, Renzi had to call a referendum on his plans to overhaul the Constitution. See, this goes to what Tom Sunak's talking about. He actually had to let the people have a say, which is completely... This is what this elite that Sunak's talking about, they don't want the public to have a say in this. And Timothy in Utah, Tom in Utah, talking about the same thing. They don't want parents to be the parents. But it was his decision to pin his future to the outcome, arguing that if Italy was not willing to accept his recipe for change, he should leave office. Well, thank you very much, Mr. Renzi. This move turned the vote into a de facto plebiscite on Renzi himself. Let's go down here for a little further. The biggest immediate loser, if the no camp has indeed triumphed, could be Italy's third largest bank, Monte dei Paschi di Siena, which is bowed by bad loans and is looking to raise 5 billion euros, that's $5.3 billion, this month to stave off collapse. And let's see. Okay, well, that's the hot story. Thank you, Iconoclast, there in Ohio. And I'll go to the first paragraph. This is Reuters, by the way. Prime Minister Matteo Renzi has lost a referendum on constitutional reform by a wide margin, exit polls showed on Sunday, throwing his future into doubt and opening the door to renewed political instability in Italy. That's beautiful. Renzi, who had promised to resign if his flagship project was defeated, is due to address Italy at around midnight, government sources said. So that's right about right now, folks, is that Matteo Renzi is addressing the Italian people. So this would be
absolutely... Let us hope that they immediately go into the streets and start rioting.
Okay, sure. And, of course, Italy has had, I forget the exact number, but I think in 70 years they've had something like 70 governments.
Right, 1 year.
And it's a huge economy. It's an industrial powerhouse. It's very much, you know, shoulder to shoulder with Germany, France, and Britain. So this is a huge, huge story. And, you know, I don't know what they're going to call the Italian exit. But you're right, George. This is a much bigger story than Austria.
We're going to have Beppe Grillo as the new moral leader of modern nationalist Italy.
And Beppe Grillo, by the way, he's 68 years old. He's like Donald Trump, who's 70 years old, like you and myself, George. So us old-timers... you know, we're redeeming ourselves with a few good things, bringing to the world, bringing to you young folks out there. And so some old guys can be good revolutionaries, folks.
No, it's up to us old gassers to save the weary old world. The young folks are going to have to sit back and watch us do it.
Yeah, the Iconoclast, have you got another story for us?
That was the only story I really had, because that was the big story.
That is a big one.
As you say,
that's a big story.
It overshadows the election in Austria, which unfortunately
yes, it does.
We lost.
Yeah, Well, thank you, Iconoclast, and I'll talk to you again. As I say, folks, you can call me at 701-317-5317 any old time. And, you know, we're a community. We're a family here on this show. And we will, you know, we'll meet here at our clubhouse for the next 8 years. So don't be shy.
Yeah, Iconoclast. It's great to hear from you, mate. It's good to hear good news from a good person.
Well, I've been worried about this for 2 days.
Well, thanks. I'm going to talk to the audience here in just a second here about the Trump Thank You Tour, which was just in your state of Ohio, in Cincinnati. And wow, the greatest political speech, the greatest speech I have ever heard is that last one given by Donald Trump in Cincinnati. The next installment of that Thank You Tour, let me get my notes here, is going to be Tuesday, day after tomorrow, in Fayetteville, North Carolina, 7 p.m. Eastern Time. So we will be able to cover that on this show. Stay tuned. We'll be back with our final segment.
Have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Only a fool would go to a plumber for brain surgery. But otherwise intelligent people use internet searches to find such gems as Lee Harvey Oswald killed JFK with 3 shots from the rear and 1 shot from the front. They get similar financial guidance when they are investigating cryptocurrencies. RBN listeners know that American currency has not been lawful money for nearly 50 years, since the thieves at the Fed stole the silver out of the coins and began reneging on redeemable notes in 1968. Now that the dollar has just about inflated totally away and banks want reverse interest to keep your books, the high-tech world has brought you an alternative. What if you could buy, sell, and trade with fellow business people from your home with zero bank fees? If you believe banking tyranny must end, then join the digital currency movement now. Call investigative journalist Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
There's something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop. Children, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Being wrong, nobody's right if everybody's wrong.
Thank goodness for Buffalo Springfield.
Yeah, we're back, folks.
So much resistance.
And the let me correct myself. I was talking about the history of prime ministers in Italy. In the last 70 years, there have been 26 different men as prime minister of Italy, and the
not enough for you, James. I'd rather have 70.
Well, but the but there are repetitions. I'm looking at the list here. So, for instance, Silvio Berlusconi that we mentioned alive, and he supported the no vote today. He's been prime minister I see at least three times. So that's not really like, see, three different, I had it wrong there. It's 26 different men. So there's a lot of fluctuation in Italy, but another person who's, well, there are a number of names here who have, Amintore Fanfani, he's been prime minister, at least two times. And another, Giulio Andreotti, same story. So... yeah, there's Amintore Fanfani again. So, and again, and again. So, you know, they're up, they're down, they're up, they're down. But that's kind of like American politics too, and the rest of our European world. So the Italians are not particularly distinctive there. Great news, great news. And that percentage, by the way, George, that was a strong percentage, that like kind of 56% no to 44% yes in that area there. That's a big margin. It's not even close.
Yeah, and in the European plebiscites, that's a landslide.
Yep. So let's see. We're going to have, so we'll have a lot to report tomorrow, folks, when we come back on the air. We will be on in our 9 to 10 p.m. slot Monday night. We come to you Monday through Friday from 9 to 10, and this Sunday show from 3 to 6 p.m. Eastern Time. So we'll, people say there will be big repercussions from this that might show up in the banking world and the stock markets tomorrow. So we'll take a look at that, and we'll analyze that that Italian vote, and we'll see what Donald Trump has to say. He might have some interesting comments there.
Time for the EU to go away, James.
Yes.
And we've made millions of people miserable for many, many years. We need to wave goodbye.
And we're waving goodbye, folks. We'll see you again tomorrow night. Thanks for listening.
Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction?
A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.